Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. It is Thursday, the 29th of January, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live the next 3 hours. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then back from 9 to midnight. You can listen to the broadcast, obviously, on your local AM or FM affiliate from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri to Denver to Pensacola, Florida. You can also tune in via the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, some of the best websites out there if you want to be truly informed about the criminal nature and the activities of the New World Order as we chronicle that. And Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 Central at 12.172-9320 and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. All right, big show lined up for you today. You know, back in early 2002, there's a lot of people in the Bush administration that have second homes in Austin, and I got it directly from someone, let's just say, very close to the administration, that Bin Laden died naturally of kidney failure in early 2002, and that Osama bin Laden was literally on ice to be rolled out right before the election. Now, it is admitted that the Kurds had captured Saddam, had him for months, did put him in that hole, if it is Saddam, and that the capture was staged. That has been admitted, but again, it's admitted in the back of the paper, and the average person has no idea it's even going on. Madeleine Albright on national television told folks at Fox that she thinks Bush has Bin Laden, has had him all along, and is going to be bringing him out. And that was a few months ago, 5 weeks ago, right after the Saddam Hussein capture. Now it's almost 6 weeks ago. And at the same time, Captain Joyce Riley, who has really good sources inside the military, a few weeks before they captured Saddam, said that that was about to happen. Tommy Franks bragged, oh yeah, we got him, you know, you're going to see him real soon. He said that in the December Cigar Aficionado that came out in November, so about 3 weeks before they captured Saddam. He said that. And now Joyce is getting the same intel from the military that they already have Bin Laden and are getting ready to roll him out. She's going to be on with us in the third hour. In the meantime, we're going to go over that news, get into the lies of Dick Cheney, of Bush, of the Tony Blair, and the incredible spin machine. They're now saying, Tony Blair said, apologize to me. I never said they had weapons of mass destruction. I never said the war was over that. In front of me, I have 50 quotes from NBC, BBC, every channel you can imagine. You all saw him on television say they have it. We know they have it. He was saying it 2 weeks ago. Now he's saying he never said it. If you say he said it, you're a liar. Everybody needs to apologize to him. He never said it. This is like Bush saying this is not an amnesty plan when it's the biggest amnesty ever. And a lot of people buy that. You know, they don't read legislation. They don't know what the Bill of Rights is. They don't know anything. So they just you know, people tell me there's no amnesty deal. No, there's not. And Bush never said there was weapons of mass destruction. Oh, okay, sure. A lot of people do these psychological gymnastics to not face what we're dealing with here. So we'll go over that as well. And remember, 2 years ago, we told you about the Homeland Security blimps. Well, they're going to launch one here real soon. It's hundreds of times bigger than the Goodyear blimp. It will orbit and, you know, fly around the cities and at 40,000 feet and surveillance with ground-penetrating radar. Looking right through your walls. Sounds like freedom, huh?
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. It is Thursday, the 29th of January. Thanks for joining us. You know, I have this popular science article about this blimp. Hundreds of times bigger than at least 350 times bigger than the Goodyear blimp. And it has a giant pod of surveillance systems. Basically, it's a huge satellite, and it will be in the air from 40 to 80,000 feet. They're going to launch dozens of these. Now, they announced this a few years ago. In fact, I remember about 10 years ago reading about Alexander Haig, who from the Reagan administration, who was trying to, in the private sector, to sell these surveillance anti-terror blimps. As you know, they were all saying terror was going to get real bad soon. We need these big surveillance blimps over the skies of the United States, in the skies of the United States, over our cities. Think about this. Cameras in the schools, in the classrooms, in the bathrooms, in the showers, cameras in many of the rest stop bathrooms around the country, Michigan 4 years ago. Cameras on the street corners, cameras in your neighborhoods, blimps in the skies looking through your walls, helicopters in the skies for 5 years with the Defense Department ground-penetrating radar looking through your walls, crisp images, everything going on inside your home, a look through 4 feet of concrete. That's not freedom. That's not America. The new Matrix system, the echelon NSA control of the states, gathering everything you do, everything you buy, your entire record, public and private. There's not even a discussion of the Fourth or Fifth Amendment anymore. More and more federally funded checkpoints, federally controlled electronic voting machines going in by law in all 50 states, 9 states trying to fight it. The general public totally unaware even of what's going on. And this is out of Popular Science. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Being oversized has its advantages, just as researchers at the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, which recently dished out $40 million to arms maker Lockheed Martin to design what could soon be the world's largest pilotless airship, measuring 500 feet long with a volume of 5.2 million cubic feet, the prototype high-altitude airship will be 25 times, larger than the Goodyear blimp and at least 350 miles in any direction. I'm sorry for misreading that. From a military perspective, such a XXL craft may seem like an inviting target, especially since its top speed is only 80 miles per hour. However, parked 12 miles up, it will become immune to most ground-launched missiles, and its onboard sensor systems will see at least 350 miles in any direction. And, of course, we've posted all the articles and go on with the fact that they're going to use these domestically. Compared to high-altitude unmanned aerial vehicles such as NASA's ill-fated Helos, the airship should be able to carry a heavy payload. Its 4,000-pound capacity makes it ideal for toting heavy surveillance and communications equipment. Another big advantage, HAA solar panels and fuel cells will allow it to loiter above the jet stream in a geostationary position for up to a year, something no drone or spy plane can do. So these are giant, this is what Alexander Haig said, and it could be at 30,000 feet, 80,000 feet, 120,000 feet. They can park it wherever they want, but remember Haig, 10 years ago, I was just learning about the New World Order, talking about how they would connect giant blimps together and have whole cities of surveillance equipment and communications systems up there. And it does make a lot more sense than satellites for communications, but they admit it's going to be used for surveillance. And it's also going to have weapons, particle beams, missiles, jamming systems. The missile defense airship, see, again, missile defense and homeland security and this new Mars mission, that's all the black op budget funding for this. And they admit these are to be used for homeland security, surveillance of the American people. But listen to what they're going to be equipped with. The missile defense airship might carry laser radars for pinpointing ballistic missiles or relay mirrors to extend the range of the 747 delivered airborne laser. Other possible payloads, radar systems to detect low-flying cruise missiles, weather sensors, communications relays, and cell phone base stations. Now notice in this article, it's to keep us safe from missiles. You know, from the evil North Koreans that we've given missiles to in the nuclear reactors, just like the Chinese as well. But when you just go to the website, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and type in Big Brother's blimps and AP, Reuters, Homeland Security announcements, they say they want to have at least 10 of these to start. In a stationary, suborbit, and then they describe some of them at 30,000 feet, some at 80,000 feet, smaller blimps controlled by these other bigger blimps. See, there's people on the ground with the cameras and the sensors and the control antennas, just like this is a satellite, up there controlling the big blimp, and then it directs and controls drones and smaller tattletale blimps. And I've seen them developing small blimps the size of a city bus, little bitty drones that are only 5 feet across, a couple feet long, and these will all be controlled, basically swarms of these being controlled by the mother blimp, the mother homeland blimp. Remember that neocon star piece we aired where they talk about that dark satire with, she's stuck in her car, she can't get out, her national ID card won't let her, she hasn't paid her taxes, so she can't, And they go, well, we can see where you're at with our homeland security blimp. I mean, none of that's a joke. That's where all of this is going. All right, U.S. forces going after bin Laden. Sources planned operation into Pakistan, seeks to destroy al-Qaeda. Now, I was told by someone, let's just say very close inside the administration, somebody who's been on Air Force One and heard the giggling jokes about it, that bin Laden is dead, died of kidney failure, and his family gets all the big base contracts and satellite contracts and weapons contracts for the U.S. military over there. And they're on the Carlyle Group, and their payment for having their son play the part of the bad guy, he's been CIA since the mid-70s at least, his code name Tim Osman, that's publicly admitted. He was dying of kidney failure, so that's how the scam works. He dies, he plays the part of the evil boogeyman, the CIA puts out lots of Al-Qaeda tapes and re-edits old tapes and threatens us with the evil bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. He dies of kidney failure. They put him on ice, and we were told 2-plus years ago that they would be rolling out his dead body right before the election, claiming they killed him in a firefight, and he would have really died from kidney failure. And I said at the time that time will bear this out if this is correct. Could be disinfo. There's a lot of Bush administration people around here, and they have a few drinks at parties and spout off, and people hear it, and, yeah, don't worry, Bush is in. No way to stop him. Bin Laden's on ice, died of kidney failure. They'll be rolling him out right before the election. And somebody else knows about this. Madeleine Albright, a few weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, said that, WorldNet Daily, Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright told Fox News Channel analyst Morton Kondracki yesterday she suspects President Bush knows the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden and is simply waiting for the most politically expedient moment to announce his capture. Kondracki made the announcement about Albright, told him backstage before an appearance on Fox News show Special Report with Britt Hume. Kondracki was incredulous that the former Secretary of State could believe something like that about a U.S. administration. She was not smiling when she said this, offered Kondracki, who believes Albright is serious about the conspiracy theory. Albright is on a media tour to promote her new book. She was mildly critical of Bush administration policy in Iraq on camera. Later appearances on the O'Reilly Factor, and told MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews, "I'm one of those people that said I understood why of the war, but I didn't understand the why now or the what next." She told O'Reilly, "I still have a lot of questions." See, playing good cop, bad cop. Bill Clinton says he's for the war. He says Saddam's got the weapons. He doesn't lie. You know, good old guys like Tony Blair, the admitted socialist. He admitted socialist Bill Clinton, tell us the war's good and Bush isn't lying. So let's believe Tony Blair and Bill Clinton. After all, George Bush is protecting Bill Clinton, blocking the Pardongate investigation. What do you expect? But, so we have all this news of the bin Laden capture, and I have the Times of Asia here saying that top military saying, oh yeah, we're going to have bin Laden for you right before the election. In fact, that's the headline. You'll have him by Christmas. Just a few weeks before the election, we will have him. But then WorldNet Daily says U.S. forces going after bin Laden. Sources planned operation into Pakistan seeks to destroy Al-Qaeda. You mean the 8,000 you flew on C-130s out of Kandahar and Kabul publicly and then said, oh, it was an accident? You mean the Arab fighters you pay and then you control and were trained here? U.S. forces are planning an offensive operation against some of bin Laden's Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, hoping to destroy the terror network and capture its notorious leader. The Chicago Tribune quotes military sources as saying, the report says U.S. Central Command putting together a team of intelligence officers in Pakistan ahead of what is being referred to in an internal Pentagon message as the Spring Offensive. The operation would involve special operations forces, Army Rangers, and Army ground troops, the paper would report. A Navy carrier would be deployed to the Arabian Sea. The Chicago Daily reports a source familiar with the details of the plan said that it is not like a contingency plan for North Korea, something that sits on a shelf. The planning is like planning for Iraq. They want this plan to be executable now. While Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf, the CIA-installed dictator, has allowed only a small number of U.S. personnel within his borders in the past, the leader reportedly is cooperating with the planned offensive. Last week, Musharraf said he believed Al-Qaeda members were hiding in the mountains along the Afghan border. He also said, we are reasonably sure that it is Al-Qaeda was behind the two recent attempts on his life. That's now been admitted in their papers that Musharraf staged fake bombings always after he'd already left the building or gone over the bridge to get more martial law. And that's come out in mainstream news. So, nice propaganda from WorldNet Daily. We'll be right back.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, more like diving into a sea of lies. You see, 20 years ago, when politicians got caught lying on big issues, they were removed from office. But somehow today it's, well, that's just what they do. We've got to accept it. So the corruption gets worse and worse. I mean, Halliburton admittedly got caught double billing the Pentagon for hundreds of millions of dollars of fuel for the aircraft and for the vehicles, the tanks, the Humvees, the Bradley fighting vehicles. And it's in the paper a few times and disappears, and the neocons go, you're a liberal if you talk about it. You're a liberal if you talk about depleted uranium. But then all the real liberals, Bill Clinton and Hillary and all them, they just love it. So now you're liberal if you talk about corruption. You're liberal if you talk about how Bush is for gun control. You know, you're just... And Halliburton, you know, has a fall guy. Oh, well, at least we fired a few employees that engaged in $6 million in kickbacks. Halliburton's involved in, you know, sucking dry $87 billion just in the new funding. But again, let's focus in on some employees getting kickbacks of $6 million. And so Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Pearl and Wolfowitz, oh, we know they've got weapons of mass destruction. We know they've got them. We've got the proof. And bring out fake Niger documents of uranium and fake weapons trucks and false mass graves. And then when it all comes out to be a fraud, they go, we never said that. We never. They're actually in the news saying, we never said that. And over in England, they had the Hutton inquiry that investigated, you know, if Blair lied about weapons of mass destruction, and the Hutton inquiry comes out and says, Blair never said that. Blair never lied. As if the people need someone appointed by Blair to investigate Blair to tell them everything's okay, the government says, when everyone saw Tony Blair say it and do it. But again, they know we're lazy. They know we don't want to face the fraud. That's why the propaganda works. It's just, hey, you know, we'll give you an excuse. Don't worry about it. You don't need to get involved. Go back to sleep. And it's like that for everything. And so Halliburton's been caught in a bunch of news scams, and so what's their reward? Bigger contracts. This is how the propaganda works. By the way, American companies are not allowed to bid on these contracts, and when people started complaining, they craftily came out and said, you know, there's a lot of talk about giving the French contracts. We're not about to do that. They weren't for our war. We'll go, yeah, don't give them contracts. American companies don't get to bid. But see, that's how the scam works. They change the subject with a similar headline, and people buy it hook, line, and sinker, because folks, people that even read the newspaper kind of look at it in a cursory fashion, you know, and they, it's just so sick, folks. It's like Bush saying, this is not an amnesty. It is the, in a State of the Union, it is the biggest amnesty in U.S. world history, for that matter. It is not a one-time amnesty like Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton or George Bush Sr. It is a total, complete, in perpetuity, total legalization on the spot if you can get here or if you're here. And he says, this is not amnesty. And I've had, you know, I'd say former conservative friends, just a few of them, walk up to me on the street and go, oh, it's all right. Oh, it's not an amnesty. I mean, I want to just spit in their face. They're so, I want to slap them to wake them up. And they sound just like Bill Clinton supporters. I'd try to warn Bill Clinton supporters. They go, I like him. He's like my father. You know, I just see him as my leader, and you're just jealous of him. Oh, I feel so powerful because I like him. And there have been mainstream Fox reports where they go, conservatives see Bush as a father, and they're upset about the immigration. Don't worry, it's not really amnesty. The article actually said that. I read it last Friday. I had the quotes out from Fox News on WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily said, yes, he's our father, and we need to just, you know, this is an amnesty. And it's the same sick, weird... These people smile and go, I like Bush. You know, we're together. I support him. I get a postcard from him at Christmas because I get $5,000, and it's signed by him. Look. Look at it. Look at it. It's on my refrigerator. I had that experience a couple times. I'm just going, it's a mass mailing. I mean, these people have personal relationships with George Bush. Neocon followers are like the people that, you know, have pictures of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston on their refrigerator and talk to them and watch the entertainment shows, and that's my friend, and, you know, talk to the television when they watch these stupid shows. It's just, we're a nation of idiots, of just mind-numbed, mentally ill, just gibbering idiots. I can't even talk to most of these people. Well, the Hutton inquiry says that Blair never said there were weapons of mass destruction. That'd be like if somebody put out a report and said, Bush never said that this wasn't an amnesty. Bush says the sun doesn't come up in the morning. And you're a liberal if you disagree. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. We'll get into this and a lot more when we get back in your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Any news item, any story you want to tell us about, anything you witnessed on the propaganda television, comments on the Skull and Bone presidency campaign with the John Kerry and George W. George fake Texan, fake conservative, fake everything Bush. You got comments about the open borders. You got comments about, oh, they're about to capture bin Laden, they're now saying, as we told you they would years ago. What's your take on all this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to Ralph in Tennessee and others here in a few minutes. There's a Washington Times article, headline, Republicans Warn Bush on Immigration Plan. And a whole bunch of members of Congress have written a letter to Bush going, look, you're killing our campaigns. You're going to hurt your campaign. This is really hurting us with conservative voters. They're outraged. They're talking about you're out of control spending, you know, doubling, actually tripling Bill Clinton. What is going on? Well, what they haven't been told, I guess, is that Diebold and the other big election touchscreen systems that have been publicly caught stealing elections coast to coast have got everything in place. And then we'll just have big government and destruction of liberty under Lord Bush. Or maybe if the establishment want to put the other Skull and Bones member, Bush's relative, which I even heard him admit on NPR the other night, Bush's cousin, John Kerry, might do quite nicely as well. So, and by the way, John Kerry's anti-establishment, yes. John Forbes, Kerry, Hines, Warburg, Rockefeller, Kerry. I mean, this is a disgusting joke. It's a tiny nest of inbred filth running this country. Just a couple dozen families. Huh. And they're all married in with each other. They all look like vampires, man. There's photos of Kerry out there. Those smiles. Looks like something out of that movie Alien. That guy is scary to the core. Not just how he looks, but the way he acts and what he's up to and what he's all about. You're like, well, who do we vote for? You just admit to yourself that, again, it's a carnival barker trick. You think you're going to, you know, try to pick the walnut husk that has the pea under it, and with a sleight of hand, they've taken the pea away. There's no pea under any of them. So you can't win. It's the oldest scam in the book. You know, you go on a used car lot, and, well, you don't like this car, and then one of the sellers will play good cop and go, yeah, don't buy that one. Don't go with Bill. Go with me. I've got, you know, this is a better car, and they're both lemons. It's a fixed race, a rigged bet. You know, it's the mafia did this a lot. They would bet on every horse, and then there's no way to lose. Or they would have the other horses' riders paid off to rein back their horses, and so their guy could win. You know, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book. I mean, WWF wrestling, and to show the mind control. Every time I say WWF wrestling is fake, I get threatening emails. I've even gotten calls going, how dare you say it's not real? Oh, yes, it's real. I've been watching since the Von Erichs were doing it, and that's real. It's all real. And there was outrage when Rowdy Piper a few months ago said it's all fake and, you know, went public, as if we needed someone to go public. And you're going, what are you talking about, professional wrestling? Well, professional wrestling is staged. They train for hours every week for the production, the show, the play that they're going to put on. All right? I mean, in the real world, if you hit somebody 50 times in the face and drop them on their head, their neck breaks. Believe me, folks, I punched somebody once, and they've been in a coma for 3 weeks. Okay, you know, I'm not sitting there saying I'm a tough guy. That's why I will not get in fights. The last two fights I got in, I'd punch somebody a couple times, and they'd be in the hospital on a breathing apparatus for a few weeks. These giant steroided 280-pound people pounding them in the face over and over again, body slamming their heads, slamming them from the ropes, and you idiots, and I'm not talking to my listeners, but the few out there that don't understand, you're the same folks that think Bush is a conservative, you will threaten me and send me emails going, it's real, it's real, it's real. Oh, yeah, folks. I've been in a 30-second fight and ended up having my leg broken before. I mean, it's... The problem with America is most of you never been in a real fight either. We just got a domesticated jellyfish population. So my whole point here is that this Kerry Bush thing is, you know, like the New World Order. That's the bad guys, you know, fighting whoever the good guys are. And they're, I'm going to get you, you scumball. You're going down. You're dead. Then they slam each other on the ground. And, oh, I'm going to take you down. They fight for 30 minutes. And people believe that's real. Grown men believe that's real. And some people say, well, how could it be staged in a presidential election? You know, how could that happen? That's impossible. Yeah, we've got a country that believes that wrestling is real. And I guess this was built into our minds in John Wayne movies, where John Wayne would punch somebody 45 times in a bar, and they just have a bloody nose. You punch somebody 45 times, they will die. Guaranteed, if you're really punching somebody. Again, it's all false reality. People don't know. Most people don't think about how food gets to the grocery store, how they hear radio shows. I get questions all the time by people. Well, how do I've been listening to you in Austin on radio, and I heard you in another city 1,000 miles away. Do you live there too? And these are people with businesses and families. And I go, satellites, satellites. You know, people don't think how things work. They don't know how many continents there are. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know what the Bill of Rights. They don't know anything. They're just mindless idiots. And I'm starting to realize this more and more. And it just scares me to death. It scares me to death that it's almost impossible. And I'm talking about yuppies in Lexuses and yuppies in the $500,000 house with the premium golf club membership. I'll have one of them swagger up to me in the grocery store and go, "How the black helicopter's doing, Alex? I don't care what you say. I lied, George W." And I go, "Well, he's going to sign the assault weapons ban." "Oh, you're a liar." "Well, here, let's talk about it." Just whatever. "Well, if those camps are real, I hope they put you in one." "Well, wait, I thought they weren't real." You see, you're such cowards out there that you make the split-second mental exercise of denying it all because deep down you're scared to death and you know every word of it's true. Your guts know it's true. This country is disappearing right now. And this election is nothing more than professional wrestling. And you know, in my short life, I've lived more than 98% of people, I tell you. Most people just sit their lives out on the bench, never getting in the game in any way. And let me tell you something, you're not alive till you get in the game alive, till you get in the arena. I probably had 50 people in the last week on the street walk up to me and go, "I'm surprised you're not dead yet. I agree with what you're saying, but man, I wouldn't get involved. The IRS might come after me, or they might do something to me." And I said, "You know they're criminals, but you're so cowardly, you won't stand up." I try to explain to them, "Don't you understand that creates a society of fear and enslavement? That's how the Russians behave. That's how the Chinese behave. That's how they behave in Latin America. I'm an American. 110% bred right here in Texas, going back to the founding of this state, going back to the founding of this country, and it is instinctive. It isn't a question of courage. There is no fear. There is not even a debate. You got scumbag, trash, filth, destroying humanity, systematically dumbing our children down, surveilling everything we're doing, taking our jobs. How could you not fight it? What is there to discuss?" All right, I said I'd go to calls, and I'm just ranting. I start thinking about people believing the folks. George Bush can open the borders up, and if the globalists want him reelected, he'll be reelected. Because, let me tell you something, almost every state's got the electronic machines in, and it's a fact. You don't have an election if you got those babies in. We got whole sections posted on the site, mainstream news, but it's all regional. You never hear about it nationally. All right, I don't want to get off into a rant here. I'm in kind of a bad mood today. You might have picked up on that. Let's go ahead and talk to Ralph in Tennessee. Ralph, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Well, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say professional wrestling is fake.
Professional wrestling is nothing but a joke. That's all it is. It's just all rigged. It's a joke. They know who's going to win, who's going to lose. It's a big buy-off payoff system.
No, it's not liberal.
No, it's... Oh, yeah. It's not liberal.
You're a liberal because you don't believe it.
Yeah, that's why people are. They're being numb by it. And it's existed for years. It's nothing but totally rigged. They know who's going to win, who's going to lose. All that stuff is totally fake, fake blood. It's a big stage. It's a big act with your famous big actors who fill themselves up with steroids and so forth, and a lot of them are even totally drug addicts. I got another comment. I'm a certified nursing assistant, and it seems like the area where I live, I've been with one employer who totally rigged something on me with total lies when they had terminated me, and another facility had hired me close to another place close to where I live. And it come, I was in a orientation with them, and they had already checked my past employment, my background check, my drug test, everything come back fine. And after the second day of orientation, after it was done, then they called me in, told me that they were terminating me, and I was coming to the conclusion that this last employer had somehow blackballed me from the work I do.
That's exactly what they do.
They're experts at it. I mean, I had filed an unemployment claim with that one employer who made up a bunch of lies on me, which I'm going to go in front of the tribunal.
Actually
a phone tribunal.
Yeah, our new system tribunals, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that next week. Well, I'm just pretty much getting sick of health care here. I mean, I love taking care of people. I'm going to be going into a different job field soon, but being trained in it. But the sad part is a lot of your CNAs in health care don't realize how totally corrupt nursing facilities can be. Because I come to the conclusion these two nursing facilities are kind of partners, but they're not with the same companies.
It's capitation deals with the big insurance companies. Thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. Who's up next? John and Mass, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a couple questions. As far as John Kerry goes with this whole skull and bones connection and everything.
Let's call him Hulk Hogan. And Bush is the Undertaker.
That's excellent.
Well, let's just start calling professional wrestler. Or he's who's the guy that says step into a Slim Jim or the?
I don't know. I haven't watched.
I'm trying to think of names of professional wrestlers because that's the mentality.
Basically, I was just going to say, what do you make? I know. I mean, he has this elite connection with the Skull and Bones secret society thing. But what do you make of his tour of duty in Vietnam? What do you make of
let's
that?
Just say he's not a coward. He didn't run off with a bottle of Jack Daniels and cocaine AWOL for a year and a half from the Texas National Guard.
Because I just found it interesting that he had that connection, but yet he still did that tour of duty.
Well, I mean, in the past, the elites did send their sons off to war. George Sr. Did that, did bail out on his crew, and then there was big talk on the carrier that he'd be court-martialed, but of course he wasn't, because it's the pilot's job to get the crew out in that particular aircraft. But that's better than Little Bush. But, yeah, I mean, Kerry really is a war hero. I mean, he's I wouldn't want to be in a dark alley with him.
Yeah. And one more question. Do you think he'll be the Democratic nominee?
I said that over a year ago from instinct, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be Edwards. He's got the Hollywood looks. He's got the ladies drooling after him. And the Democrats need Southerner to win. That's the last four Democrat presidents back to Truman. But, again, they got the electronic voting machines in now. We got a Supreme Court that appoints people, so it doesn't really seem to matter.
Right.
It's total WWF now.
You're on a roll today, Alex.
Well, thanks a lot. And you know, I rarely, a couple times I've talked about, you know, fights or whatever, and it just sounds really stupid to even get into it. My whole point is that watching professional wrestling where they hit each other 100 times, slam people's heads into the ground, hit them upside the head with chairs. I mean, I've been in 30-second fights, folks, and before I know it, I'm in an ambulance going down the road. Growing up in Dallas, I mean, down here in Austin, people don't even fight, and I think it's great. Growing up in Dallas, I mean, you'd be at a bonfire, or you'd be at a red light, look at somebody wrong, they'd be knocking your windshield out. I guess in the 80s, stuff was rough into the early 90s, but last few times I got in a fight, one time this big old 240-pound guy who liked to bully people, you know, attacked me, I hauled off and hit him once, and his head smashed open on the concrete, and the guy barely lived. And I didn't get in trouble because he attacked me. But my whole and then the time before that, my whole point is that these people that watch and believe professional wrestling are the same ones that believe George Bush is a conservative because they've never lived, they've never experienced anything, they believe anything they hear. So do you get the weird analogy?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. It works perfectly. But that was it. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work, Alex.
All right, I appreciate the call. I really do appreciate the call. I just What got me really mad this morning is the Hutton inquiry. Tony Blair goes out on television, and we've got 50 quotes where he said it, a whole bibliography posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com of where and when he said it and links to it. You all saw Blair say that we know they have him, we've got proof, he's hiding him. And then now they had a Hutton inquiry. He hires his own minister to investigate him and says, he never lied, he never said that. I mean, the Hutton inquiry actually says that. I mean, how do they do that? That is just such a blatant, over-the-top, complete lie. And Bush and Cheney are saying we never said that. They're saying it now, and it's just mind-blowing. I've never seen propaganda this amazing, this out of control. We'll come back, take more calls, get into a bunch of other news. I haven't even scratched the surface. Yeah, we got a guest coming up. More of your calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Time magazine is reporting that Bush wants $600 billion for his new space initiative. $600 billion. And most of that, again, is going to go to black budget secret programs, which they now are making public, like their Homeland Security blimp, reported on in Popular Science, to be 25 times larger than the Goodyear blimp. And it will be tethered in the edge of space, where it can come down lower, they're saying, and it's got ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls, you name it. This is your freedom. And ground-penetrating radar is not infrared, they show you on the news. No, a lot of police helicopters over the last 5 years have had the Pentagon put ground-penetrating radar in them that looks right through your home's walls, and I've actually seen video of it on Tech TV. There's just been a few reports on it, but I remember seeing the federal funding 5 years ago. In the last year, they've been announcing it. It shows a black-and-white crisp image. It's like X-ray glasses. You're looking right into the house, and that's what's going to be mounted in this blimp. So I thought we'd re-air Neocon Star. Go ahead and hit that. Neocon Star, folks. This little piece, Michael Corbett.
The following is an actual conversation between a Neocon Star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With Neocon Star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrants, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
All right, folks. I'll come back, I promise, and we'll get to Regina and Malcolm and Jerry and Dave and Ryan and others. Third hour, we got Joyce Riley coming on about the Bin Laden being in the bag on ICE and how that whole scam works, and are they about to bring him out here in the next few months. We got the Times of Asia, we got WorldNet Daily, we got Chicago Tribune saying it, and we've been saying it for 2 years. So that's coming up, my friends. Before I end this hour, I've made 10 films, 10 professionally produced films. The latest are Matrix of Evil and Police State 3 Total Enslavement. They're incredible. They're both over 2 hours, $25.95 a piece. Order 3 or more of any of my 10 videos. They drop down to $20. Your purchase also makes this show what we do possible. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's a huge shopping cart with all the best info that's out there available. Or call toll-free to get the videos, the books, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get the films. Make copies. Yeah, I want you to do that. Get them out to people. It's having a big effect. People are very open-minded right now because they know something's wrong. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or to call to order the videos, books, tapes, CDs, everything, 1-888-253-3139. And again, folks, with God's help, we can defeat the New World Order. We'll be back with the second hour. Please stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.